A good morning to you as we ask our Savior's blessings on His Word and our thoughts this morning. We all have a history. We may not all like to think about that, but we do have a history. And we can do three things with our history. We can ignore it. We can use it as a positive influence on our lives. Or we can allow it to become detrimental to us. For example, the Jews had Moses and the law in their history, so they thought they didn't need a Savior. They used their history to their detriment. Their history was used to justify rejecting Christ as their Savior. You and I have a history, but we often ignore. How often do we think about our history? Our Lutheran history. Our history is that outside of the Roman Catholic Church and a few universities, the Lutheran Church is probably the oldest institution in the world today. This week, the Lutheran Church, depending on where you count beginnings, becomes about 491 years old. Before the cell phone, before the America, before the Civil War, before Napoleon, or before Queen Elizabeth, there was Lutheranism. Now, many today chose to misuse or ignore their history, ignore their heritage. But let's look at our heritage and see if we can find comfort in our heritage of grace. We read from Romans chapter 3. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God He passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, by a law of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. We wonder how anyone could hear these words of Scripture and still get it wrong. How could you study this text and not come away a true Christian? It's a mystery, but it's not surprising. After all, Luther probably read this text dozens of times and still had no clue. He probably even memorized it, but he still, for a long time, didn't get it. The fact is that nobody understands these words without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit working in them, for we read in Corinthians that natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. Study all you want. Meditate all that you want. Whip yourself. Memorize. But understanding still does not come without the Spirit. And the world doesn't get it because it's the opposite of their thinking. In the world, to be a righteous man, you need to do something good or avoid doing something bad. But in God's eyes, we can be righteous only through the goodness of another. And our text says, the righteousness of God apart from the law. In the world, whatever is valuable carries a high price tag. In Christianity, our text reminds us that we are declared not guilty freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So our text then asks, where is boasting? And it answers it. It is excluded. You know, we can do great damage to the cause of Jesus Christ by dwelling on the accomplishment of anyone that ever had anything to do with the Lutheran Church or the CLC. Yes, God used people and He used their talents that He gave them. But the pillars of the Reformation were grace alone, Scripture alone, faith alone. Ours is a heritage of grace. Ours is a history of God's love and mercy. We have no boast. It is all God. Well, what then will we do with our heritage? Well, we hope that we will choose to use it rightly and as a positive thing in this world. You know, Reformation is a very special celebration. But what is the effect of our celebration on the world around us? As far as the world is concerned, perhaps the single greatest turnoff connected with our celebration is the exclusiveness of it all. By celebrating the past, you almost always produce a barrier between you and something else. We hear that, well, we're not part of that feeling, and that can separate us from others. If we in our celebration create that feeling about Reformation and the history of the Lutheran Church, then we are celebrating it wrongly. Remember instead that our heritage is a heritage of grace, God's undeserved love, not our own human accomplishments. Ours, therefore, is anything but exclusive. God's justification includes everyone, and that's what we celebrate. For our text says there is no difference. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that's the bad news, isn't it? That everyone has sinned. We have, it's all part of our heritage. But the good news is that everyone that has sinned and fallen short, that same number, everyone, have been justified freely by His grace through the redemption of Christ Jesus. If you are a sinner, and we are, then you must know that God has accepted the death of His own Son as payment for those sins. He has declared the whole world not guilty. And our text speaks very plainly here. As many as have sinned, that same number has been declared not guilty. And this is the key to life itself. And it should be the total celebration of our Reformation. This is our heritage of grace. And it, by God's grace, includes all of us. God has placed on His dear Son the sins of us all. Our calling then, and our great commission becomes very simple. Tell the world what God has already done for them. That same Holy Spirit that worked faith in the heart of Martin Luther and in all other Christians down through the ages will also work saving faith in hearts today through our witness. The promise is there. The historic promise stands true for all. And it becomes our privilege to spread the word that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Our history goes back much farther than 1517 and the Reformation. Our heritage dates back to the Garden of Eden and that first gospel promise. Glory in that Reformation celebration. Not in man's accomplishments, for they will come to nothing. Rejoice instead in what the Reformation has done for you. rejoice in the reality that God, that God, through Luther and many others, brought the gospel back to light so that you, I, and many others could be brought to saving faith. Rejoice in your free gift of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We close with hymn number 283.